how do you feel being back? Nobody wanted to, you especially didn't want to start the season in Buffalo, but did you have a feeling that, you know, if you do all the right things and things happen with pitching staffs, that you'd get this opportunity again and you can make the most of it now?
Yeah, that was the thought. Obviously, if you pitch well, you think you'll be rewarded for it. And I just felt like, you know, go down there and spend a few cold days in Buffalo and then make my way north.
How do you feel? And can you compare it with, I mean, obviously we all know what an unbelievable 2013 it was. 2014 did not go as well for you. And you put yourself, how you pitched in Buffalo, how you pitched last night and going into tonight's game. I mean, how are you feeling in relation to all of that?
I can't really compare myself to what I was a couple of years ago. I don't know. Can you compare yourself to a couple of years ago? It's all different. Like, you just want to show up every day and feel good each day, mm-hmm. and hope for the best results that day. But that's all I'm trying to do is just get prepared for each day and then go out there. I don't want to compare to anything in the past or what I did, you know, a couple of days ago. I just got to be good today.
I heard the point on Baseball Central here. They were talking about you on our radio station. And so you're down there in Buffalo, and they put in this new turf here. And it's supposed to get faster, but right now it drags everything to a crawl. And they were saying, boy, you must be sitting down there in Buffalo watching the highlights and the ground balls here and salivating. Because when you're your best and the ball's diving low and guys are driving into that turf, it would make a pitcher like you a better pitcher.
You would think that it would aid the pitcher, and some of those balls here in the past that have been hit up the middle or hitting the gap, those balls are gonna skip through and be base hits or be extra base hits, and now they're slowing up and maybe cutting the runner off from getting that extra base or even getting a base hit in the infield. So it plays in the pitcher's favor, but pitchers still have to make their pitches, because once the ball flies over the infielders, it's still a base hit. And that ball is hit pretty hard in the gap, is still a double. So pitchers still got to make quality pitches and try to get guys out.
I was going to ask if you were worried about your fate with the organization when you didn't come up last September. I was surprised at it. Were you surprised at the same time you weren't coming up when the AAA season ended?
I thought I could come back up. Their decision was to let me go home and get some rest, and mm-hmm. and it actually worked out pretty good, because my son was actually born on the last day of the major league season, and I probably wouldn't have made it home on time if I would have been here. So it actually worked out okay, and then I did get a couple more weeks of rest. So looking back, it actually, took full advantage of it.
So how does this clubhouse feel? How did it feel in Dunedin? You knew what the urgency was like to win in 2013, and even when you and Brett went to the All-Star game, you guys had been on a great run going into the All-Star week, and then it just, you didn't get the wins you needed in the next few weeks afterwards, and last year started so well, and we all know how it finished. How does it feel like it's a very much win-at-all-costs atmosphere, that the team will look even that much more different in 2016 if playoffs aren't there?
For each team that you play on, you have to try to win as many games as you can. And as far as every night is a must win, it's not that. It's you go out there and you compete and you try to get it done. So, the other team's trying just as hard. So it's just a competition to get it done. And obviously the win column is what everybody's pushing for. So that's what we're trying to do. So I can't answer any questions as far as the next few years, but we're just looking forward to playing today.
What does Russell Martin add? What did you notice in spring training? And he's obviously hitting the ball a ton right now too, which is great. And nobody was worried about his start. It's all about the end of things after 162 games. What's it mean to have him?
Oh, he's a quality guy, not just on the field but off the field as well. I mean, he handles the staff. He communicates real well with all the pitchers, especially like the first day I met him. He wanted to know everything about how I worked on the mound, and he just develops a good relationship, and he's easy to talk to, and he's receptive to stuff that you have to say, and he's a great guy. So it's gonna it makes it easier to form the relationship with him if he's more likely to feed off of you and then go forward.